live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the health watchdog has found issues of major non-compliance at 3 separate residential units in Donegal. A Donegal deputy says the latest ESRI report shows the need for an economic vision to counter rural decline in Donegal and elsewhere. The Seanad has been told it's vital a meeting takes place between Inishowen councillors and 2 key cabinet ministers to discuss funding for the restoration and reopening of Swan Park. And the ban on pubs opening on Good Friday has been abolished. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport at about 5:15 with Kenny Harkin. First in news, the Seanad has been told it's vital that a meeting takes place between councillors in Inishowen and 2 key cabinet ministers to discuss funding for the restoration and reopening of Swan Park. Senator Padraig McLaughlin has called on the leader of the Seanad to contact Ministers Owen Murphy and Michael Ring, as well as Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh. He told the Seanad that a public meeting in Muncrana this week reflected the importance of the facility to the people in the town and further afield.
There was a packed meeting in recent days in Muncrana, huge turnout of local people. I'm asking again here today, Leader, that you would raise this matter with Ministers Owen Murphy, who oversees, obviously, local authorities, Donegal County Council own Swan Park on behalf of the people, with Minister Michael Ring, Community and Rural Affairs, that touches on funding for these types of projects, and with Minister Joe McHugh, the Chief Whip. I've asked 3 of them to meet with a cross-party delegation from the Inishowen Municipal District. That has been requested by those cross-party group of councillors. And it's urgent now that the ministers and their department officials meet with this cross-party group, with the senior management of Donegal County Council, to work out a plan, to send a clear message to our community. We need to reopen it. We need to send a message that's going to happen. So I'm asking yet again here in this chamber today that that is done.
The Taoiseach says that the border agreement reached between Ireland and the UK in December must be translated into a legal document. Leo Varadkar is attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, along with the British Prime Minister and other world leaders. In a series of meetings today, the Taoiseach will reaffirm Ireland's commitment to the EU and encourage people to do business here. Speaking to Bloomberg, Leo Varadkar said that an airtight border agreement is crucial.
What we had in December is a joint report agreed between the United Kingdom and the European Union, and we were very happy with that outcome, and it contains the commitments that we sought and needed. So now the next thing is to translate that into the legal text in the withdrawal agreement, and we expect that to be done. And also we want to begin negotiations on the transition phase that allows people to adapt to any permanent changes that may take place.
The health watchdog has found issues of major non-compliance at 3 separate residential units in Donegal. The centres in question are James Connolly Memorial Residential Unit in Carndonagh, St Martin's House Residential and Respite in Fulcarra, and Invernamara in Bundoran. Issues such as staffing, accessibility to facilities and staffing files have been highlighted. Catherine Gaffney reports.
An inspection in St Martin's in Fulcarra found that although the centre was well maintained, the provider had not addressed the previous inspection findings. 2 of the centre's 3 bedrooms continued to provide shared accommodation to residents. And while the inspector observed that the provider had installed privacy curtains since the last inspection, the layout of the bedrooms didn't provide adequate private space for residents. A previous inspection highlighted that the ensuite bathroom was inaccessible to residents, with the inspector told that work was scheduled to provide increased access to the centre's bathroom facilities in response to those findings. In James Connolly Memorial Residential Unit in Fulcarra, it was noted that the staff skill mix did not consistently facilitate with both access to community activities and the management of healthcare. For example, emergency epilepsy medication could only be administered by nursing staff. However, only 1 nurse was available on occasions, which resulted in planned community activities being postponed. Meanwhile, in Invernamara and Bundoran, action from the previous inspection was not addressed, as further improvements were still required in regards to staff files.
The ban on pubs opening on Good Friday has been abolished. The Dáil approved the measure this afternoon and it's expected to be signed into law by the President before Good Friday this year. That means alcohol can be sold this Good Friday for the first time in more than 90 years. The Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Padraig Cribben, says removing the ban is good news.
We're very happy. We've been campaigning for this for some time. We don't think the world is going to turn on its head just because of this. It's a sensible move. Anybody who ever went into a supermarket or an off-licence on Holy Thursday will know that, you know, that was coming out by the trolley load. And what actually developed over a number of years is that significant number of house parties where alcohol is then used in a way where there's no control.
A Donegal deputy says the latest ESRI report shows the need for an economic vision to counter rural decline in Donegal and elsewhere. The report predicts population growth is to be greatest in major Irish cities, particularly Dublin, while the number of older people is forecast to be highest in border regions. Deputy Pearce Doherty says Donegal is once again seen as the forgotten county, and unless the government implements change, rural Ireland will continue to decline. He says the basic needs of the people of Donegal need to be provided for.
This ESRI report is a wake-up call to government. It's contained what many of us in Donegal know, that is that Donegal has been left behind, that rural Ireland is an afterthought for this government, and what we're seeing is a concentration of economic recovery and economic growth in the Dublin region and in the east. And what the ESRI report is saying is that areas like Donegal, the northwest, and indeed the southeast region will have a more older population with less economic activity. This is a cry from people right across the northwest region, but also other rural communities, for the government to start to invest. This is very, very clearly saying that Donegal, that the northwest region, that rural areas are being left behind as all of the economic activity is concentrated in Dublin and the east coast.
And particularly as Brexit looms, in particular for Donegal, which is one of the counties that will be greatly impacted, it is vital that something is done.
We call Donegal the forgotten county, and unfortunately it is forgotten. And as you've mentioned there, Brexit is just going to amplify all of this in a dramatic way, because the challenges for businesses and for other sectors is going to be hugely increased over the next period if we're going to see the North taken out against its wishes from the European Union. And it's fine having a minister or indeed the Taoiseach telling us that, you know, he has a vision for the Northwest. Where is it? Where are the jobs for our young people? Where is the investment that we need? Where is the broadband that we need? Where is sometimes, in some areas of Donegal, basic telecommunication system?
Counsel for Noreen O'Sullivan has told the Disclosures Tribunal he did not attack Maurice McCabe at the O'Higgins Commission. Colm Smith said he'd suffered personally due to claims he'd attacked the Garda whistleblower at the inquiry. The former Garda commissioner may be called back to the tribunal over a document describing Sergeant McCabe as a paranoid. Juliet Gash reports.
The Disclosures Tribunal is currently trying to establish if Noreen O'Sullivan relied on inappropriate grounds to discredit Maurice McCabe at the O'Higgins Commission. The former Garda Commissioner's senior counsel at the inquiry took exception when he was asked, did he need permission to attack Sergeant McCabe? Colm Smith also said that Commissioner O'Sullivan never used the word integrity and described it as lawyer speak. If a person had no evidence to back up their allegations, integrity could be applied, but not in reference to their character. There were testy exchanges between Mr. Smith and counsel for Maurice McCabe, Michael McDougall, over the intention to attack Sergeant McCabe or not. This morning, Mr. McDougall told the tribunal he'd received an extract from an internal Garda report yesterday which referred to his client as a paranoiac who lost control of his station. Michael McDougall said he'd like to have Commissioner O'Sullivan back to ask her about the document. Chairman Peter Charlton said it may be necessary, but he wasn't saying yes or no. Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
The government is being urged to publish the long-awaited Sea Farms report into flood risk areas and release funding for necessary mitigation works at the same time. Councillor Gary Doherty told a meeting of Stranorder Municipal District this week that if the Finn Valley suffered one more serious flooding incident along the lines of what happened in 2015, then businesses will go to the wall and homes will be abandoned. Councillor Doherty says a report will determine how future works are prioritised and people need to know where they stand.
If we're flooding Castle Finnegan and the same with Lifford, Ballybofey, Rafoe, those towns will be decimated. And I don't make that claim lightly, because we've got a lot of homeowners who aren't insured and we've got business owners who aren't insured. So they've spent their own money fixing their houses, fixing their businesses, or spending insurance compensation claims that they would have got the last time when they were insured. But they're now not insured anymore. So if they're flooded again, then they're gone. We were promised that the CFRAM study would be released in January 2017, a year ago. It wasn't. And when we met the minister in Castlefin in October, he told us that the CFRAM's report would be published in January 2018. We're now in the last week of January and there's still no sign of CFRAM's. And everybody who is in a CFRAM's area of further study is now stuck in limbo, waiting on the CFRAM's report to be published so that they would know and have certainty as to where they are in the league table, I suppose, that will decide who and where gets allocated this CFRAM's flood mitigation funding.
And the reality is, given the need for planning, given the need for the various administrative hoops, even if areas are approved and funding is allocated, it's going to be at least a year and probably a lot longer before works are finished.
It will, and in Castlefin, there are a number of areas that flood every single year, and everybody is fearful of what will happen. It'll only take another status red rainfall warning and another serious storm, and I've no doubt that some of these areas will flood. My appeal is to the Minister and to the Department to publish the CFRAM's report so we can then move on to the next stage and see where we go from there.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, supporting this year's Operation Transformation. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 12 minutes past five. Time now for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with golf, and Rory McIlroy says he's ahead of schedule after an impressive opening day at the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. He carried at 7 birdies in a 7-under par round of 65. It hands him a share of 5th place, 3 shots behind outright leader Jamie Donaldson. The Welsh golfer tops the leaderboard on 10-under par after shooting a 62 today. He's a shot clear of David Horsey and Anthony Wall. Paul Dunne carried at an eagle 3 at the 18th en route to a 6-under par round of 66. Graham McDowell's 10 shots adrift at the summit at unlevel par, while Darren Clark shot a 3-over par round of 75. Well, Rory McIlroy was pleased with his scoring today.
I don't think you could have got better conditions out there. Greens in the morning are perfect, and there wasn't much wind for probably the first 12 or 13 holes, so you needed to take advantage of it today, and thankfully I was able to do that with a low one.
Well, Tiger Woods, he makes his long-awaited return to the PGA Tour later on tonight. He continues his comeback from a long-term back injury in the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Shane Lowry, Patrick Harrington and Seamus Power are all in the field. Play is just about to get underway at that event. In Gaelic games, the Donegal Ladies start their National League Division 1 campaign against formidable opposition on Sunday in Letterkenny when they welcome All-Ireland champions Dublin to the O'Donnell Park. Donegal made the final of last year's competition only to lose to Cork. They went on to win a second Ulster title but then lost to Mayo in the All-Ireland series. Roisin Friel feels Donegal can build on their Ulster success.
We've won 2 Ulster titles now, and the first 2 the county's ever won, like, and you know, it would be nice to just add to that, but like, again, it's like anything, you know, when you keep winning it builds and builds and you go towards something. So maybe last year when we did, you know, there was a bit of buzz about it when we were winning, and then, you know, to come down to such a calamity against Mayo, it was a bit upsetting. So just even maybe to get back to, you know, getting rectifying them kind of losses that you want to go back, and like, you can't fix things obviously once a game is done, it's gone, like, but you look back and you think, God, if we'd done these things better or done this better. So it's just changing that maybe going forward.
You can hear more from Roisin online on highlandradio.com in the sports section. Well, the Donegal Ladies have announced All-Star nominee Karen Guthrie as their captain for the 2018 season. She'll be ably assisted by joint captains Yvonne Boner and Kira Hegarty. Donegal LGFA also announced this week a new sponsorship deal with the KN Group and the MCR Group. Well, Kerry, they start the defence of their National League Division 1 title by hosting Donegal on Sunday in Killarney. The Kingdom didn't play in the pre-season McGrath Cup and will field an experimental team on Sunday, with a host of regular starters not available. And saying that, Kerry will still have a strong outfit with David Clifford, Paul Geaney and James O'Donoghue set to line out. Here's Kerry manager Eamon Fitzmaurice on the visit of Donegal this weekend.
Similar to ourselves at the moment, there's going to be a good bit of change. There's going to be a lot of younger players coming through. I'd anticipate you'd see a lot from the 2014 All-Ireland Minor Final from both sides. And, you know, with a new manager, they'll be anxious to prove themselves and they'll be full of energy and they'll be coming down to make a statement for sure. But look, we love playing in Killarney and we'll have a couple of weeks' work done before us and we're all looking forward to the game. So that's a positive as well.
Moving on to soccer, and Jose Mourinho has confirmed that Alexis Sanchez will be in the Manchester United squad for tomorrow's FA Cup fourth round tie away to Yeovil. The Chilean forward completed his move to Old Trafford earlier this week, with Henrik Mkhitaryan moving to Arsenal. Meanwhile, versatile United youngster Axel Tuanzebe has moved on loan to Championship side Aston Villa until the end of the season. And West Ham are close to completing the loan signing of João Mário from Inter Milan. The Portugal international midfielders having a medical with the Hammers this afternoon. Back at home, Limerick have doubled their Dennehy contingent ahead of the new season. The Shannon Siders have signed defender Darren Dennehy, who was most recently with St Pat's. His brother Billy made the same move last week. Moving on to rugby, and Leinster's Champions Cup quarter final with Saracens at the Aviva Stadium has been set for Easter Sunday, April the 1st. That game will have a 3:30 kickoff, and Munster, they'll play on Easter Saturday with Toulon visiting Thomond Park, where there'll be a 3:15 kickoff. Connacht, they'll play on the same day as Munster, taking on Gloucester in the quarter finals of the Challenge Cup at the Sports Ground. There'll be a 1 o'clock start for that one. And Ian McKinley has been included in Italy's squad for their opening Six Nations games with England and Ireland. The Dubliner has seen his career reborn in Italy after an eye injury had forced a temporary hiatus. With the aid of a life-changing goggles, McKinley has been able to resume his career. McKinley made his Italy debut against Fiji in November. Finally, for this evening in tennis, Simona Halep and Caroline Wozniacki are just one match away from their first ever Grand Slam titles. Second seed Wozniacki will face top seed Halep in Saturday's Australian Open final. Wozniacki beat tournament debutant Elise Mertens in straight sets this morning, while Halep was given a stern test by 2016 champion Angelique Kerber, eventually taking the third and deciding a set 9-7. In the men's section, Marin Cilic finally brought an end to Kyle Edmonds' fairy tale event. The men's sixth seed beat the English player to reach a third Grand Slam final. The second semi-final takes place tomorrow morning. Defending champion Roger Federer takes on 21-year-old South Korean Hyun Chung. That's all the sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Donegal County Council is working with divers in an effort to secure the main water line from the mainland to Gola Island. The pipe rose to the surface last weekend, and with the assistance of local fishermen, it was re-sunk. Local councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbach has welcomed the efforts being made by the local authority to anchor the pipe, but says there are also concerns about a suspected water leak affecting water supply on the island.
Well, at the weekend there, the main water line between the mainland and Gold Island raised to the surface at the weekend. This is the main source of water for the island. A number of islanders, fishermen, went out and resunk the pipe in the interest of health and safety. Spoke to the council again in relation to it. So what the process is now that they've engaged a diving company, they have proper weights that's specially designed for the likes of this work. They're just waiting now for weather to break so that the divers or diver can go out and secure that water line. There is a bit of flow pressure going on to the island in terms of the water at the moment, and as we speak they are trying to find that leak, and hopefully if it's on the mainland that'll be fixed now. Obviously if it's underneath the sea, we'll just have to wait until the weather is a lot calmer for the divers to go out and address that issue itself.
And if this issue isn't resolved, is there a possibility that the residents on Gola could lose their water supply?
We saw it last year where the water burst last year, and it was a long period of time before it was fixed. No fault, in fairness, to the council itself, but at the same time, were left for a good number of weeks. And I wouldn't want to see this happening this year again. But hopefully, once they put the weights down this time, that'll resolve it. If not, we can't be returning every year to the same situation, and we'll have to just try to look at alternatives.
And Donegal County Council has launched an app highlighting the county's coastline and giving people a chance to share stories and read about the experience of others. The app was launched in Letterkenny this morning. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Herry Coast Donegal Coastal Experience app was launched today by Joe Mahon, best known for the long-running television series Lesser Spotted Journeys. Speaking at the launch, he said the app gives everyone the opportunity to share their own stories or folklore that have been passed down through the generations. It will then be used as the basis of an archive which will continually evolve, with people using special mapping technology to upload information, which will then be used by the council's planning team. The web app has been developed as part of the Interreg Europe-funded Herry Coast project, which is intended to improve the management and preservation of coastal heritage and landscapes. Project manager Aideen Quinn says because the app is web-based, it doesn't need to be downloaded and will work on any device or platform. Access details on our website, highlandradio.com.
And for weather now, showers will become isolated this evening and it will be largely dry overnight with clear spells. Cold tonight with temperatures falling to between 1 and 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the health watchdog has found issues of major non-compliance at 3 separate residential units in Donegal. The centres in question are James Connolly Memorial Residential Unit in Carndonagh, St Martin's House Residential and Respite in Fulcara, and Invernamara in Bundoran. The Seanad has been told it's vital that a meeting take place between councillors in Inishowen and 2 key cabinet ministers to discuss funding for the restoration and reopening of Swan Park. Senator Padraig McLaughlin has called on the leader of the Seanad to contact ministers Owen Murphy and Michael Ring, as well as Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh. The government is being urged to publish the long-awaited CFROMS report into flood risk areas and release funding for necessary mitigation works at the same time. Councillor Gary Doherty told a meeting of Stranorna District this week that if the Finn Valley suffered one more serious flooding incident along the lines of what happened in 2015, then businesses will go to the wall and homes will be abandoned. And the ban on pubs opening on Good Friday has been abolished. The Dáil approved the measure this afternoon and it's expected to be signed into law by the President before this Good Friday. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 25th of January. The sudden death has taken place at his residence of Joe Maxwell, Clockfin, Castlefin. His remains will repose at his residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place at his late residence of John Mark Alexander Carson, Teal Rocks, Newton Ards. Funeral service in St Anne's Parish Church, Upper Killalt, Fulcara, on Monday, next January 29th at 12 noon, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Marie Curie Hospice, care of S. Clark and Son Funeral Directors, 12 Court Square, Newton Ards. The death has occurred of Hughie Coyle, Glasha, Gwydor. His remains are reposing at his nephew John and Eileen Coyle's residence at Glasha, Gwydor. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to St. Columbkill's Chapel, Knockfulla, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9:30. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael Kelly, 215 Rossuila, Old Town, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral on Saturday, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Inquiries to Charlie McLaverty, Funeral Director, Church Hill and Letterkenny. The death has taken place at Great Western Hospital Swindon of Martha Kilbane, née Grant, St Mary's Road, Buncrana, and formerly of Chirmacool, Liston na Kelly, Buncrana. Her remains will arrive at McLaughlin's funeral home on Tuesday, January 30th, with viewing from 2 to 4 on Tuesday and 4 to 6 on Wednesday. Funeral from there on Thursday, the 1st of February at 9:30, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Bridget Byrne, Mean Lara Gortha-Hork. Her remains are reposing at the family home in Mean Lara. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral on Saturday at 1 in Christ the King Church, Gortha-Hork, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to McLaverty Funeral Directors, Gortha-Hork. The death has taken place of Danny O'Brien, Clonbeg, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning in St Mary's Church, Cockhill at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patient Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and strictly private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Pearl Moore, late of 7 Breen Park, Victoria Bridge. Funeral tomorrow in Ardstraw Presbyterian Church with service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Ardstraw Presbyterian Church and Cancer Research UK, care of Mrs. Lorna Finlay, 245 Melmount Road, Victoria Bridge, County Tyrone. And the death has taken place at the General Hospital Cavan of Rose Brady, formerly O'Reilly, née Carey, Station House, Drumhauna, Lochduff, County Cavan, and late of Drumaweir, Greencastle, Donegal. Her remains will repose at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Lochduff. Interment afterwards in the local cemetery. House private, please, tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Stroke Unit, the General Hospital, Cavan. Care of Simon Riley, Funeral Director, County Cavan.